Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forto brings you closer to the sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with a history of the sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on mushing.com. A quick thank you before today's episode. The Mushing Podcast is built a lot like the old school public radio model. The show is free to listen to, and we want to keep it that way. But producing independent media takes a lot of time, travel, equipment, editing, hosting, and behind-the-scenes work. While advertising helps a little, the biggest reason this show continues is that listeners choose to support it directly. Whether you subscribe to the magazine, support us monthly, buy merch, attend events, or simply share an episode with a friend, you are helping preserve independent storytelling in the sport of mushing. That support allows us to focus on meaningful conversations instead of chasing algorithms and clickbait. So to everybody who has supported the Mushing Podcast and Mushing Magazine over the years, thank you for believing these stories are worth telling.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert. You're listening to the Dog Driver Show here on Mushing, and I am joined today by my co-host, Karosh, and we are having a caller calling in from Sweden, I believe. Karosh, who do we have?
We have friends of mine, actually, from France who live in Sweden currently, Frederic and Elsa Bourget. Actually, believe it or not, way back in the days, raced in the same time as Frederick did in France before we moved to Alaska. They lived in France and they are living in Sweden because of the better weather, I guess, and snow. Fred and Elsa, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit who you are, where you live, and what you do.
Hello. So I begin. I'm Frederic Bourget. I live normally in France, but now we live in Sweden. During approximately 25 years, I work in France for the French Federation of Sled Dogs. I was the president of this federation during a long time. I work for professional specialty, because I decide one time to create an agreementation for the professionals to work in mushing. So I decide with Elsa to start from France to Sweden because we want the best weather to train our dogs. Best country, best condition to train, because in France now it's difficult to train because we don't have any snow, and it's difficult to train because we must live in the mountain to search the snow. But now the mountains are very, very busy with ski and many activities, so it's difficult for sled dogs. So we make the choice to live in Sweden with our daughter, Soline, who is 9. She goes to school in Sweden every day. And we decide that she go to Swedish school in Swedish language. So it's an adventure for us, and it's an adventure for her. But now we are fine, best condition for our dogs and for us. It's for my mind. Now I let Elsa to speak about this situation. Kurosh, it is possible to translate because my English is not so good than Fred.
You can say whatever you want in English, and if you can't, I can translate it a little bit. But try English.
Okay. I'm Elsa. I'm competitor in sled dog for 5 weeks ago, and I have sled dogs since 96. I'm competitor in Grand Odyssey. I was at the second position of World Championship the second place on the Grand Odyssey last year.
What are the races that you target, your goals for races every year? Is it LGO, La Grande Odyssée, or is it Norway Trail, or any other races?
Our target is mid-distance races. So in first, we want to work for Grande Odyssée because it's a special race and it's a special preparation. After that, we imagine to race to Norway Trail 2. And for this year, we want to work for World Championship in Finland. So in our team, Elsa is the pilot, is the competitor, and I am the trainer of the dogs. And we try to work together in our specialty, especially Elsa. Feed the dog. She works about the dogs for medication, and I work with the dogs for training. And I decide how we have to train the dogs, and Elsa decides how to feed the dog and how to use the medical system for the dogs. We work with a friend.
Fred, when I see you, you do a lot of obedience training and training with the dogs loose, walking next to you, walking in front of your, you know, right behind you with a bicycle. Do you do all of those training, or Elsa does those?
I make many, many training with the dogs, and I work with this condition of relation of dogs and humans, and Elsa work with me for that. I work on the A team since approximately September to December, and when we arrive in December, Elsa take the A team for the training, and I take the B team. Because we change our rules when we arrive approximately to the race, because I want that the dogs make an accoutrement with Elsa to work, and after that to race. So it's a really a teamwork about Elsa and me. Each one make the, that you have to make, and the dogs work with me and with Elsa for training, but it's normally my specialty.
Elsa, how many dogs do you have in the kennel right now?
We have 50 dogs and
the race team.
In the race team, we have
18 dogs.
16 dogs for race.
And I know, I mean, I follow you on social media, Facebook, and you also do a training program for tourists and for people who want to come and learn about mushing in Sweden, don't you?
Yes, it's one of our jobs. It's the reason that we have 50 dogs, because when we make the priority to the racist dogs. And when the racist dogs are not able to stay in the team A or the team B, they go to the work team and they work with the affected, with tourists who comes at home to discover this sport. We don't sell exactly tourism activity. We want to keep this specialty of special sports dogs. And we make our choice about our customers with people who want to discover the sport of sled dog racing. And they come.
And mushing life.
And mushing life, yes. And so they come to our houses for 1 week to discover our life in Lapland, our works with dogs, and they discover the sled dogs. With races speciality and races particularity.
So, guys, if I understand correctly, you have when the dogs are extremely competitive and young, you have the A team. As they're getting older, they go to the B team, and when they're getting really retired, they go to the stage program that you have when you receive tourists or guests who are interested. Let me ask you, if me, Kurosh, who wants to come and learn about sled dog racing, how do I contact you and how do I organize that?
You forgot in your description, you forgot a fourth team. It's the old team, because when they are young and they are strong, they are in A team. If they are not so strong, but very young, they are in the B team. After that, they go to the work team with a customer stage. And after that, we always keep our old dogs. They never leave our house. And they live with us in the fourth team. It's old timer who live around around our house. But we keep all, I think now our older dogs is 16, approximately 17. And she live with us at home now.
Oh, that's a great story. That's a great story. But how do I contact you if I want to come and do a stage or a training?
We worked with some agency. And we have an internet web site. It's www.experience-laponie.com.
Very good, very good. And now you have some puppies. I can hear puppies in the back. Is that a little bit?
Yes, we have eight puppies who are
six guys
and two girls, and they are now 15 days. And in Sweden, we don't have night now because it's always always lighting day, and sometimes it's difficult for us to sleep on the night. So it's the reason that you are them.
The puppies are. So you said your daughter, Celine, is also part of the mushing family. How do you organize all of that? Does she participate in some of the activities after school? Does she help?
Yes, it's one of our specialty, because when we live in France, we had a special company who work for babies from 3 years, who have 3 years to 7 years, and we make some special sled for this activity, and we make a program, a special program for this little daughter and little girls and little boys who want to discover the sled dog sport. and we want to drive and to learn how to drive a sled dog. So we have a baby traîneau park, and we work with Eleven Park in Switzerland, in France, to make learning program for little boys and little girls. So Celine discovered the sled dog activity when she was younger, and now she works with us when she's in holiday and when we have some customers. She works with the dogs, she works with her sled, and she works with the snow machine to come with me to prepare the trail to train.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your dogs. You said you have around 50 dogs in the kennel, from puppies to 17-year-old dogs. And what are the bloodlines, and who is behind those pedigrees?
We worked with Scandinavian Hound and European sled dogs. And we have many dogs who come from Julie Bloch and Thierry Bloch, and some dogs who come from Egil Ellis, Hans Lindahl, and it's approximately the reason. And some dogs come from Rémy Coste, because we have approximately three dogs now who come from Rémy, but it's the same blood with our dogs.
Yeah, because if I remember back when I was in France, Thierry Bloch and Julie Bloch, they were racing. Actually, Julie was really, really young. But I remember you racing. We all raced Siberians and Alaskans back then. That is true. What do you select in order to make a good dog for breeding? What do you look for?
If you remember Thierry Bloch, last time he worked with Alaskan Husky from Alaska, because my first Alaskan Husky come from Thierry. Thierry was a friend. And after that, his daughter Julie was a world championship in sprint. And she worked for New Blood with the dogs. I don't know if you remember Swenson. Well, yes. Was a Swedish guy. Yes, it's the first Scandinavian blood who come into the Bloch's houses, and after that they work with Egil Ellis too. So we decide. I have at my houses some dogs from Julie and Thierry, and I decide to stay in this blood because I think it's an interesting blood for us. And it's an interesting generation for me to work. And we have some dogs from Egebresten too. And it's dogs who are in good condition for me and with me for Elsa. So we decide to work with this sort of dogs.
Tell me about your training program. Obviously, you live in Sweden and you have perfect conditions for weather, snow, cool temperatures. I'm assuming you train from your house, from the kennel directly with ATV or bicycle. How long do you train, and how far do you go when you start your training?
In summer, we work very much in free. And we go to work in the wet area, because I want the dogs be able to run in free, in wet condition, in wet ground, because it's very, very soft. And I like the dogs run in this condition, because after that they are stronger to work. After that, in September, we began to work with electric trot system, and they are in free too. In October, we began to train with with ATV without engine in traction. And we have the snow to begin the sled approximately in November. So we began to work in sled in November. And it's the time for us to begin to make some kilometers and to climb rapidly for approximately 30 kilometers. And after that, we work for speed and acceleration. And we work in, I don't know in English how I can explain that, sequential time and interval training.
Yep.
With interval weight. For example, Elsa began without a weight on the sled, and she find some weight, additional weight on the trail. She stopped, she put the weight on the sled, and she continue her training. After that, she stopped, she get away the weight. After that, she meet another weight, perhaps more or perhaps more light, and she continue comme ça, like that training to make an interval training with interval weight to prepare the Grand Odyssey. So the dog are not always in traction with the same weight on the sled.
Guys, I know that you mentioned Heini Winter in training methods. Do you do same style when you say, you know, stop to the dogs on the sled? Do they stop without a snow hook, or no, they you have to set the snow hook?
Yes, we work with Heini Winter. We work with Ulrich Kuhn,
yep.
Because we make a race with these two guys in Sweden at the end of the season. We make the Vindeles Draget with a team, international Vom team. And in this team, there is Heini Winter and Ulrich Kuhn and Susan Thiel and Marlene Love and Ege Bresten. So we work with all these German peoples. And we imagine our training with them.
Very good, very good. So now you're preparing with the new generation of the puppies and the new dogs that you have for the LGO and for the Norway Trail for 2025, right?
Right. We have eight dogs from all generations. They are now 4 years old. And we worked with a new generation who are 2 years old. And after that, we wait for the very, very new generation with our puppies. But for the moment, they just have to stay with our with their mother and let the time pass.
Frederick, I have a couple of questions for you that I ask all of my guests. Would you mind answering them for me?
Yes.
Okay, so they're not even really mushing related. The first question is, who is your favorite band, artist, or song? What are you guys listening to?
I don't understand the question. Sorry.
What type of music do you listen to?
Some music?
Yes. Quelle sorte de musique vous écoutez?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, I listen. I don't have many time to listen music, but when I have time, I like Bruce Springsteen, for example.
Bruce Springsteen. Okay, very good. So the next question is about gear. What is one piece of gear you always have with you other than your cell phone?
Sorry. So
gear
I
is
don't
an equipment. Quelle sorte d'équipement tu as avec toi tout le temps?
Always on with me.
Yeah, yes.
Not especially for dogs. Not especially for dogs.
For anything.
I have every time a Leatherman on my pocket or on my...
a Leatherman. Okay, so the next one is about snacks. When you guys are traveling to races and you're pulling in and grabbing a snack for the road, for yourself, what are you picking up? What are you buying?
For us you. Or for the dogs?
For you, not for the dogs.
C'est quoi? Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
Des snacks.
Des snacks.
Des snacks, des goûters, des bonbons.
Yeah, pense. Des goûters.
C'était quoi la question? Qu'est-ce que je trouve? Courage, what is the question?
Quand tu vas dans une course, quelle sorte de goûter tu amènes avec toi?
Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella. I love it. All right. Very good, guys. Thank you, Karoche.
Elsa, Frédéric, thank you so much for being with us. We enjoy chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you guys again. I know, Fred, I don't know if you remember me, but I saw you 30 years ago probably at a race. Elsa, good luck to you with your racing season and with the puppies. Wish you the best for your team, for your dogs, and for your racing. Thank you.
Thank you for your invitation.
All right, guys. On behalf of our guests today, this is Robert and Karoche. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.